Hello and a huge welcome to Unleash Your Magic with me, your host, Cheryl Beckwith. I am mum to three littles obsessed with crystals, moon magic and manifesting. I am most passionate about lifting and supporting women in every aspect of their lives. I talk a lot about manifesting, but with my success, I didn't just ask the universe and it happened. It wasn't just overnight. I also took inspired, consistent action. This show is all about breaking down different manifesting techniques, tackling those mindset obstacles we all get, and learning how to get the life you truly desire. I also interview amazingly inspirational women who share with us their personal manifesting journeys. Hello and welcome to our relaunch of Unleash Your Magic, the podcast. I am so excited to be here with you all and share my voice and the voice of so many inspirational women that I have lined up to interview on the show. So it's super exciting. I thought today I would pop on and give you all a little bit of my story, for those of you that don't really know me or haven't been following me for too long. I thought I would go back and explain a little bit about me and how I got to where I am today. So, super exciting. So where to begin? So I have always had quite a few issues with regards to my self-confidence, my self-worth, my belief in myself, my abilities, but also lots of history around money beliefs, which I think many of us have, things that are passed down from grandparents and parents, beliefs like you have to work super hard to earn money doesn't grow on trees, all of those kind of sayings that we have probably heard multiple times, and we absorb and we believe them. And I definitely believed a lot of those. So I always thought I had to work super hard to be able to earn anything, to get anything out of life. And I got a part-time job as soon as I could when I was a teenager. I worked my absolute butt off so that I could go to university. I was the first person in my family to go to university, which was super exciting. Very, very proud of myself. But I worked the whole time I was at uni, and I constantly was living in a cycle of debt. So I would have my overdraft, I would get paid, or my student loan would go in, and it would dwindle down to nothing again, well, like minus £1,000. And then I would get paid again, and I would almost always go back down to like minus £1,000, and I'd get paid and took back up to nothing. So I was constantly living in this cycle of debt and working really hard. It just didn't seem to change. I was just stuck in this vicious cycle. Within weeks of leaving the university, I managed to actually get a job working for one of the biggest pharmaceutical companies in the world. And I was, again, super proud of myself, but I really wasn't happy. It wasn't like my purpose. It wasn't my calling. I really struggled. And after a year or so, I left that and moved to the French Alps to take time out and reflect and enjoy life a little bit. So I had a business at that point, well, just after that, in my early 20s, which wasn't a success, and it left me in quite a lot of debt. And Yeah, hand to mouth constantly was how I was living. So this was in my early 20s. And each month again, I would be paid and I would go back down into this cycle of debt. And then at the age of 32, I became a single parent. So I was currently working in, still in the pharmacy industry. But yeah, it was tough. I became a single mum. I was running the house on a single income, which is super hard. And then I started using the credit cards. So my food shop would go on a credit card. Any birthday presents, if anything broke, like the fridge or the washing machine, it all went straight onto the credit cards. And I just couldn't afford to live and feed my daughter. It wasn't nice. And before I knew it, I was over £30,000 in debt, like almost £40,000 in debt. And I just didn't know how on earth I was going to get myself out of it. It was hard. It was not a very nice time. And during all this time as well, I suffered so much with my belief and my worth in myself. Like I didn't think, I had a moment where I thought, oh my goodness, I can't do anything. I can't be a success. I'm not good enough. All those kind of thoughts that we have. And they were there from very early in my life and carried on all the way through. So yeah, that on top of the constant cycle of debt to reinforce those stories that I tell myself. But yeah, in 2018, I then birthed my company. I brought Grounded Goddess to life. Initially, I was a Reiki therapist and I sold a few crystals. And that was about it. I wasn't making much money at all. My first year in business, I was in negative, which most businesses are with the setup costs and things like that. But yeah, the training courses, the massage couches, all of those kind of things. But it didn't get much better. And the following year, my turnover for the whole year was only £1,000. And I was tired. I was tired and I was fed up and I was upset. And I thought, how am I going to survive? I'm going to have to get a real job. I'm going to have to go out there and get a real job. And I've told you, obviously, all of this misery, sadness, because I truly believe that our mindset is key to this. And I had a shift in mindset at this point. I needed to believe that I could make a success of my business. I needed to believe in myself. I needed to believe that I was worthy of abundance, of having money, of being financially secured, of being able to keep a roof over mine and my daughter's head without worrying. So in 2020, after completing my books for the year, I cried, I was an absolute mess, ready to throw the towel in. But I decided, I was just so angry at myself for not putting in the effort that I did when I worked for anyone else. I decided that actually I was worthy of all of these things, and I was the one holding myself back, sabotaging all my efforts at every stage, obviously not purposefully, all very subconsciously, but I decided things were going to change. And that was the turning point. I started to lead my business from a heart-led place. I listened to my energy, my needs. I did what felt right rather than what I felt I should do. I worked my business around what I wanted, and I recognized, most importantly, that I was more than worthy and deserving of success. In the next 18 months, my business turned around more than £100,000. It was completely insane. And it still feels not real to say it. Like, oh, it's just crazy. And I do talk lots about manifesting, and I am the super duper woo. obviously I love crystals, I talk to the universe, I ask my spirit guides to help me and all those kind of things. But it wasn't just manifesting. I didn't just kind of go, hey universe, this is what I want, and it happened overnight. It takes consistent action, consistent inspired action. And I completely believe that we are all capable of achieving anything that we want in life. We just need to trust. We need to trust the universe to give us a helping hand. She has massively got our back. We need to keep a lookout for all the signs and opportunities that she is bringing to us. But most importantly, we need to be able to work on ourselves, be able to heal any of those doubts, those negative thought patterns that we have, the negative habits that we do, that we subconsciously do, that hold ourselves back from change. We need to embrace what we're doing and step forward and be heard and let go of the fear and all those kind of things. And after I finished like working on myself massively, affirmations, vision boards, all those kind of things. But like I say, taking the action every single day, looking out for those opportunities to grow, to network, to build a success of my business. And yeah, it's just insane the difference it can make in your life in such a short time. I talk a lot about the most important things. So in my membership, I feel the most important thing is self-care. It's loving yourself, because I believe that once you love yourself, you treat yourself differently. You know that you're worthy of those things. You allow yourself to have them. And that's where the core of it comes from. So positive affirmations were fabulous for helping me change my mindset. I used to do lots of affirmations around, I'm confident, I am capable, I am more than deserving of being financially stable, of being financially free. Positive affirmations literally completely changed my life. But yeah, it's, I think also it works a lot around allowing yourself to dream big. Because if we don't believe we're worthy, again, of those things, if we don't deep down think we deserve it, then we stop ourselves from dreaming really big. We're like, oh, those things don't happen to people like me. And we keep ourselves small. We need to allow ourselves to dream really big, to think about what we want out of life and that nothing is unachievable. So yeah, I work quite closely with people in my membership now. I now coach people to go through my signature magic system, which I absolutely love. It's a system that I've been using since I decided in 2022 that I was going to be successful. And we talk a lot about your mission, your big goal, your affirmations, confirming things to the universe. We talk about goal setting and how to break that down. But a lot of it around goal setting is not worrying about every single step, how we're going to get there, and allowing it to overwhelm ourselves. It's about focusing just on your next step. What's your best thing that you can do today to move you forward to reaching those goals? And it seems much more manageable and it seems much easier to do. Like, what's one thing I can do today? You could do two things, but each of those steps is going to lead you to the goal. We're every single day taking a step forward, and you'll look back in 6 months' time, in a year's time, and go, oh my gosh, it happened. I did it. And I don't really know how. You just took one small step at a time, and all of a sudden, it almost feels overnight. The goal's a reality. It's become real. But it's those consistent everyday steps that you are taking that get you there. So I encourage you massively to do lots of self-care for yourself and realize that you're amazing and deserving. You're a VIP. You are worthy of being treated such a way. and embrace positive affirmations into your world and allow yourself to dream big, because anything is possible. I believe that you can all achieve anything that you truly desire. And I'm excited to share this podcast with you, to go through all of those little things in step-by-step details with you. I'm excited to share that in future shows. I'm excited to share with you the stories of so many incredible women that have achieved phenomenal things and how they've done it. We're going to talk about things that help them move forward, what manifesting techniques they have found useful and successful for them. It's all about making it work for you. I read quite often such and such a manifesting technique, and you write down a million times a day what you're wanting to desire. And that's okay if you've got time to sit down and do that. I haven't, as a mum that now runs three businesses and has three kids. It seems my lucky number's three. But I don't have the time to sit down and write out, like doing lines every day about my goals. That's not realistic for me. And if I put that manifesting technique into place, it wouldn't last very long and I'd soon drop the habit. So it's all about including things into your world that work for you. It's tailored to you and your needs and what you time and space you have available. So there's always something little that you can add into your world. Affirmations, again, I know I keep coming back to them, but they're super quick and simple. Just a few sayings, a few sentences that said repeatedly will really, really make a difference to your mindset and flipping your belief pattern. So yeah, I'm excited to delve into all these things in future shows. I'm excited to share some incredible ladies with you. Thank you for listening to our first show, which was just a little bit of an introduction to me and how I work. I can't wait to share the next show with you. Please give us a little follow so that you can be pinged when the next show is launched. They will be released every single Monday. And yeah, exciting. I cannot wait. Please, if you have any topics that you would like me to cover, any questions around manifesting, please reach out and get in touch. And I'm more than happy to try and explore those in another show. Thank you once again for tuning in, and I will speak to you very soon. Much love and happy manifesting. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in. As always, I am super grateful for all of your support. If you'd like to learn more about Unleash Your Magic, the membership, which is just £7 a month, or follow me for lots of tips and advice, you can find me hanging out over on Facebook at Grounded Goddess. You can also download my free guide on how to embrace your inner witch to manifest abundance as my gift to you. All links are below in the show notes. It's time to unleash your magic, raise those vibrations, step into your power, acknowledge how amazing you are. Let's me, you, and the universe take this journey together.